With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. As winter sports start kicking into high gear, health officials urge people to take extra precautions before hitting the slopes, ice, or trails. Cold weather sports place unique demands on the body, increasing the risk of injury if proper warm-up routines are skipped. Unlike warm weather activities, cold conditions cause blood vessels to constrict, forcing the heart to work harder to deliver oxygen to muscles. At the same time, muscles, tendons, and ligaments become less flexible, making them more prone to tears, strains, and sprains. Aspyrus physical therapist Ethan Hickok emphasizes that warming up is not just helpful, it's critical.
Our muscles and ligaments and tendons do better when there's heat. So giving those tissues a chance to warm up before you go out and start participating in a higher level activity reduces that risk for injury, allows those muscles to move better, stretch more, and work more efficiently as well.
Hickok says a proper warm-up doesn't need to be long. Just 5 to 10 minutes of dynamic full-body movement is often enough to prepare your body for activity. Hickok says that activities like shoveling snow can be deceptively strenuous and should be treated like any other sport.
Staying hydrated is very important. People often overlook that in colder weather activities because you don't feel as hot, you don't feel like you're sweating as much, but you do sweat quite a bit, and staying active is great for that tissue mobility, preventing injuries, allowing the heart to pump blood more effectively.
Cooling down with a short walk after exertion helps the heart transition safely from high to resting rates. Travel between now and the new year is expected to set new records, according to AAA. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
AAA projects more than 122 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home between December 20th and January 1st. This year's forecast is a 2.2% increase over 2024, surpassing last year's record of 119.7 million travelers. In Wisconsin, nearly 2.5 million people are expected to travel, mostly by car. The good news for those travelers is gas prices are lower than last year, with the national average dipping below $3 per gallon for the first time in 4 years. Today and the days between Christmas and New Year are expected to be the busiest travel periods. With so many people on the roads, Wisconsin State Patrol is ramping up efforts to get impaired drivers off the road. During the last holiday season, there were 403 crashes involving impaired drivers in Wisconsin. Those incidents killed 9 people and injured 169 others. An operating while intoxicated conviction can cost around $10,000, including fines, court costs, lost time at work, higher insurance rates, and vehicle services. A driver can also lose their license and vehicle because of an OWI conviction. Wisconsin State Patrol urges people to always drive sober. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Wisconsin DNR encourages snowmobilers to stay sober on the trails and be aware of ice conditions. Two of the most common factors in off-highway vehicle crashes are weak ice and impaired operation. Often, when alcohol is involved in a crash, it is the main contributing factor and can lead to tragedy. The DNR says to make a plan to get home safely by riding sober. Where ice is concerned, no ice is ever considered safe. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions, but suggests checking with local experts like outfitters, bait shops, and fishing clubs. Snowmobile clubs work hard to ensure a quality riding experience. The DNR says to respect their work by staying on marked trails. Archery deer hunting season is now underway in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. One hunter says many people who enjoy the activity care more about protecting natural resources than the public might think. Mike Moen reports.
Hunters and anglers who back conservation efforts are carrying out a unified message as wooded areas and waterways face certain environmental threats. Russ Talmo is a program associate with Defenders of Wildlife who grew up in Minnesota and now resides in Montana. From visiting the boundary waters as a child to now big game hunting out in the northern Rockies, he's developed a deep appreciation for the habitat that surrounds him, and he feels he's not the only one.
There's a culture and a mindset around hunting and fishing, and by and large, it is appreciative of wildlife and all that it has to offer, and they put a high value on it.
In other words, the sportsmen and women he aligns with aren't just in it for getting their picture taken with a trophy buck. In Minnesota, the boundary waters face renewed threats from mining interests, including efforts by the Trump administration to advance a high-profile project. Supporters of those moves say the U.S. needs to access critical minerals, but Helmo says opening that door can cause irreparable damage to the habitat wildlife depend on. As an adult, Talmo says he loves being out in the wilderness to catch Montana's scenic sunsets. And when hiking or hunting, he's pleasantly surprised by the different animals he's never seen before.
This year I saw a flying squirrel for the first time ever. And it's not all about, again, consumptive use or the animal that you're after or that you're there to take. It's seeing the big picture of it all.
Talmo says he wants the public to realize how much hard work goes into ethically minded hunting, including the time it takes to properly harvest an animal once it's captured. In a 2023 poll from Defenders of Wildlife, 67% of respondents said they believe that protecting biodiversity should be a national priority. I'm Mike Moen.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has extended the energy emergency in the state. A pipeline disruption within the Midwestern Pipeline Distribution System is creating challenges at a time when more people need fuel to heat their homes. The executive order is meant to support the swift and efficient delivery of heating oil and propane. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers report continued challenges with having to drive further distances to collect needed products. This new executive order remains in effect through January 16th, or as long as drivers transporting residential heating fuel are responding to the emergency, whichever is shorter. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.